The Puzzle Women, written by Anna Ellery and read by Kristen Atherton.
Dedicated to the children lost in time. Time present and time past are both perhaps present in time future, and time future contained in time past. If all time is eternally present, all time is unredeemable. T.S. Eliot, Bernd Norton, The Four Quartets. Part 1. I should like it to snow. To exist in the hope of newly fallen snow, and feel the apple crunch of it settle under my feet. For it to be both fleeting and everlasting. To be both feather light and solid. I should like to watch snow explode from the night sky, then compose itself to rest, layer upon layer, like the fluttering pages of a book. Instead, I am swallowed in night. I can't see my body for looking for it. The dark is so porous it is tar. It is suffocation. It is time itself. The absence of sound is viscous in the air around me. I should like to read, to open the glue-cracked spines, and lose myself in the perforated edges of my childhood. I should like to feel the safety of words imprinted on my soul, because to know a book is not to hold it in one's hand. It is to breathe within it. I should like many things, I think. Instead, I am imprisoned in waiting. Until there are footsteps. I try to calm my heart as it beats in my throat. I dig my nails into my thighs. I want to cover myself, clothe myself, hide from myself. There is a pause outside the door. Waiting. I know what's coming. My stomach tightens, contracts, and my legs give way. My body holds memory in its muscles. It gives my fear a name. A scratch of the key in the lock, and I crawl into the farthest corner. A sharp slice of light enters as the door is pushed open. I recoil, make myself small, and hide into the dark. Then, Friday, the 6th of January, 1989. Epiphany. He woke with a gentle shake to the shoulder, Mama's morning breath at his ear. Before he could say anything, she placed a warning finger to her lips. Rune kicked the covers off and saw Lotte sitting at the end of his bed, watchful as a cat. Her thumb was firmly clamped in her mouth. Her Care Bear wellies on the wrong feet, the motif facing inwards rather than out. Mama's enormous rucksack was leaning against the back of the closed door. This was it. A knot of marble settled in his chest as Mama walked to the window and peered through a crack in the curtains. He was as still as Lotte was silent, both watching Mama. Lotte held out her hand. It was cool and small in his. Finally, Mama turned to them. Ready?